Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ron, the Penguins a quarter of the way through their season. 10 wins, 10 losses. What have we liked? What haven't we liked? You want to start with the positives here of the Penguins a quarter of the way through the year?
I think what I like about it is it's November 15th and there's a long way to go. To figure out the problems. I mean, they've struggled to score 5-on-5. They've struggled to score, period. You know, Crosby scores last night, first goal in 12 games. It's just almost unbelievable for him. They've been just struggling to score, and I think part of it is just it's going to take them a little while to get it back, get it geared up again. They've been playing a lot of hockey the last 2 years. I think they're in fine shape. 20 games in is when Jim Rutherford said he'll start to make his evaluations. I think he's going to be making some moves, not today, tomorrow, or the next day, but somewhere down the road. I think they're okay. I think they played the brutal part of their schedule. Last night was just, what, their seventh home game. I think they're 6-0-1 at home. They got a lot of home games coming up. They've played a lot of back-to-backs on the road already. So I think they're in fine shape. It was nice to see them come back last night. You fall behind 2-0, 3-1, 4-3. And you end up coming back and getting 2 points. That's impressive to me. Matt Murray, I thought, had some real bad luck last night. A Crosby rust giveaway behind the net led to one goal. A bad bounce off the backboards led to another. Thought he played well. I think he has played well. So I think they're okay. Kessel just playing out of his mind.
Kessel's the biggest positive for me.
We have not seen – yeah, we have not – he's our leading point scorer and – we have not seen him play like this early in the season. Now, in the playoffs, not so much last year, but the year before he did. He's been dynamic, and he's really carried him in the absence of Sidney really struggling. So still need a third-line center, need to get Carter Rowney back, I would think. Overall, I'm okay where they are. We're going to talk to Bob Grove about it at noon. Bob joins us every Wednesday at noon, get his take on what's going on. But I thought it was a nice win last night.
Well, it had to be a win. You can't let Buffalo come into your building and beat you. They're terrible. They're the worst team in the Eastern Conference. You get off to a horrible start. You get down 2-0, then it's 3-1. You can't squander an opportunity against a bad team like that on home ice. So credit to them for that. I think 20 games.
But there are no gimmies in this. Like, they're professionals, too. If they'd have lost last night, I said, yeah, it's a bad loss, but I wouldn't have said that, you know, the season is in jeopardy here. Eichel's a splendid player. I guess he's been in a goal slump, too, although he got the benefit of the doubt last night on when Crosby and Rust, I don't know what they were doing. They just had a mix-up there, and Eichel ends up getting an easy tap-in. I just think sometimes we take, well, they're playing Buffalo. That automatically has to be a win. And I don't believe that in pro sports. There's no such thing as an automatic. And as you said, give them credit for finding a way to pull it out.
I didn't mean for this opening segment to be a commentary on the state of professional sports, what games should be automatic wins, what games shouldn't, should any game be characterized as a game that you should win. I didn't intend for it to go in that direction. I just, when you see Buffalo on the schedule and you're at home, I think fans' expectation is that's a game you win.
Well,
that's all. I mean, I'm not.
In most cases, In most cases you do, but it's not a guaranteed gimme. I think we're always, well, the Steelers are playing in Indianapolis. They have to win it. It's a must win. They got to beat that team. Well, the other team finds a way to win once in a while, too. That's all I'm saying.
I think Phil Kessel is the biggest positive to
Absolutely.
Start the year. He's the team MVP. He's third in the scoring race. It's 4 goals in his last 4 games, and it's the way he's playing. It's not just the points. It's the process for him. I think he's playing harder. I don't think he's floating around as much. I think he's going to the right places to score. He's looking for his shot. He is fifth in the NHL in shots on goal. So he has put himself in a place with the great goal scorers, Alexander Ovechkin, Vladimir Tarasenko, guys that look for their shot all the time. That's where Kessel is 20 games into the season. That's what I want and expect from him,
to be
the shot taker.
8 goals, 24 assists. He's our leading point guy, too.
He's the only plus on the team. That's it. One guy through 20 games. So I don't typically...
I couldn't agree more. I did not see this coming. He had 3 shots on goal last night. He missed 4 others or had 4 blocked. But he's also a good playmaker. We've seen that in the past. We've seen how good of a passer he can be. He's having a splendid start to his year, 20 games in.
So individually, that would be, I think, the number one positive.
I think Matt Murray's been real solid, too. People were questions, how would he do without Fleury? Is he ready to be the number one guy despite the fact that he won 2 cups as a rookie, technically? I think he's shown that he can be the everyday guy, and not that that's as big a surprise to me as Kessel, but I think a lot of people were looking, well, they don't have Fleury anymore. How's he going to do? Well, so far, just fine.
I'll give you 2 more players I'd give positive evaluations to. Mata would be one.
Yep. Well, I've been a bigger fan of his than most people in town. I thought he was their best defenseman until maybe the final last year against Nashville when he wasn't very good for whatever reason. I thought he was really good last year in the playoffs, but absolutely.
Skating,
solid player.
Skating better. Looks more sure of himself.
Still 23 years old or whatever. He's still a baby.
It's manifested into points. He's been even a point producer for them. Early in the season, he had a 6-game point streak. I don't think there's a Penguins forward that has a 6-game point streak this year. So he got off to a great start, given the way he kind of slowed down and ran out of gas in the Stanley Cup final last year. He's bounced back this season, and I think he's been their best defenseman. And I would say I could make the same commentary on Sheary. A guy that by the end of the playoffs was in and out of the lineup, up and down the lineup when he was in. And even though I don't think consistently, night in and night out, he's been a good player, I can't argue with his production. 2 goals last night, 8 now to tie
for the team lead. He's certainly easy to say that after last night's game. Nice goal, nice pass from Sid on the winning goal. I think he's going to knock that in every time. But you're right. He's been all over the lineup. He's changed his name here on us. It's been a good start for him. I would agree.
What are some of the things we haven't liked?
Well, the scoring 5-on-5 and, Crosby, obviously, going 12 games without a goal. The other guy who I think has done quite a nice job is Hornquist, too. He missed the first couple games early on, but is back. He had his 6th goal last night.
Mm-hmm.
I think he just brings what nobody else in the team brings. He was +2 last night, a goal and an assist. Had 5 hits last night. Man, Ryan Reeves had 8 hits. I'm looking at the stat sheet. So I think Hornquist has been good. Just overall, 5-on-5 play has just been a little lethargic. How many did they get last night, 5-on-5? I know they scored
I think 3 were 5-on-5.
3, and then the overtime game was
3-on-3,
but it's even strength, yeah. So last night, a little more production from that. I think the penalty kill overall has been pretty good. The power play, for the most part, has been outstanding. It's just I think all of their stats are skewed by those ridiculous losses, the 10-1, 7-1, 7-1. That's, 24-3 and a goal differential right there. So I think that skews the stats. But overall, for a team that's lost as much as it's won, I'm okay where they are now.
Well, I'm going to say the schedule makers are what I haven't liked the most about the first quarter of their season. It put them in a situation where coming off 200-plus games in 2 years, it was probably going to be difficult for them to get off to a good start.
And all those back-to-backs.
13 of 19, 6 back-to-backs. They still haven't won the second leg of a back-to-back.
4-2 now, I believe.
So that has done them no favors. I think if you just look at players, the 2 guys I would circle would be Crosby and Letang.
Yeah.
Letang, for me, with him, more is less. He's playing a ton, 26 minutes a game. It's not making him a better player. It's not. This isn't an example of as the game goes on, he gets stronger or better. I think it's had an adverse effect. I think that it's very, very seldom is the night where I think he looks like the Norris Trophy candidate or contender defenseman that fans expect from him when he's healthy.
And maybe we shouldn't have expected so much early on coming back from the major surgery, the neck surgery. Now, he certainly hasn't limited his playing time. Now, last night he was a plus one. I mean, he's got a long way to go to dig out of the plus minus. But maybe we were a little bit too high expectations-wise after major surgery. But we talk about him playing too much. I mean, I know what Jacques Martin, what Mike Sullivan are thinking. He's their best defenseman overall. They got to get him out on the ice, and they want him to play. And, you know, sometimes, you know, maybe it's like Le'Veon Bell. You use him a little too much, but you want to win every damn game. And I can see why. But last night, almost 26 again. What was he, 25 and change, 25, 35. Minutes cumulative add up.
Crosby not coming back from injury, so it's harder to explain his struggles. Worst plus minus on the team. Scored a goal on a power play. Pretty simple. You know, get the puck to the net. He's there for the rebound. Made a brilliant pass to Sheary to win the game.
Yeah, see, Kessel made that play as much as anything.
But
I mean,
you have a horrible turnover from behind his own net by Crosby. You almost never see him do that.
That led to the tap-in for Eichel. I don't know if that was Rust's fault or Crosby's fault. Crosby tried to do a no-look pass to Rust, who just wasn't even there.
Not a great place to do a pass like that.
And Eichel just jumped on it and came in, and Murray had no chance on that
right
one.
Yeah, then even a couple of other plays last night where the puck is coming to him, and I'm like, okay, here it is. He's going to break out of the goal drought, and he'd either whiff or he just wouldn't get enough on it.
Well, maybe the one will get him started, and that was a great pass to Sherry to win the game.
Okay, Penguins, a quarter of the way through the season. What have you liked about this team? What have you not liked about the Penguins? They've won as many games as they've lost, 10 wins, 10 losses, so a very up-and-down, rocky start to the season. What do you like? What do you not like? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. It's the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. It's Cook and Pony.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.